in prayer and say, Lord, I just don't have the fervor and the zeal and the love for doing good that I need to. Please help me. And I think God will respond to that. God will shape you and mold you into what Jesus was. In John, the 4th chapter in verse 34, Jesus said to them, my meat is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. Imagine if your meat or your food, that which you desired the most, was to do God's will. And finally, let's get to the doctrines. Can you explain the following doctrines from the Bible? And then we'll conclude. Can you explain an overview of the scheme of redemption from Adam to the book of Revelation? Can you explain the theme for each of the 27 books of the New Testament? The three dispensations and how they relate to the cross? Can you explain the triune nature of God? Now, I didn't say, can you fully understand the triune nature of God? Some people call the Trinity. But can you explain how the Bible describes it? Can you explain the deity of Christ, how Jesus was God in the flesh, yet man on earth, and God at the same time? Can you explain God's teaching toward erring saints? Can you explain what type of relationship Christians are to have with those in the world? Do you have sufficient knowledge to teach the plan of salvation to the lost? Do you know the five divisions of the Old Testament and the five divisions of the New Testament? Do you know the qualifications for elders and deacons? Do you know the work and the organization of the local church as described in the Bible? Do you know how the Bible contradicts major denominational teaching such as Calvinism, premillennialism, annihilationism, Mormonism, the so-called Jehovah's Witnesses, Catholicism, and Pentecostalism? Can you explain the work of the Holy Spirit or various foreshadows in the Old Testament? Do you know the parables and miracles of Jesus? Do you know what occurred during the divided kingdom and the exile, the return and the rebuilding of Jerusalem? Do you know how to establish biblical authority? Those are just some things to think about. I hope maybe tonight and the things that we've said, they have encouraged you maybe to have more zeal for the Lord. Wake up tomorrow and say, I'm going to start studying the book of Mark. I'm going to read one chapter a day. Or I'm going to start studying the book of Isaiah and read two chapters a day. Make a list of people who you know need to hear the gospel. And then devise a plan for them to hear the gospel. And the list can go on and on. I hope maybe in some way this has encouraged you. And I'll let you know, you guys have been a great encouragement to us this week. We really appreciate this opportunity. And we hope to see you again in the future. If not then, we look forward to a happy reunion in heaven one day. If you're not a Christian, you need to be one tonight. You need to be baptized into Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins and begin living for Him, turning away from Satan and his tricks and tactics. In 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, in verse 21, it says, the like figure whereunto baptism doth also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. It's not that the water takes away the dirt. But the answer of God, the answer to God for a good conscience. You can do that tonight and be baptized. Or if you need to confess your faults before the saints, why not come now as we stand and sing?